It is time for today's Mendocino Coast District Hospital report. As always, we are uploading the previous reports as podcasts at kozt.com. So if you missed any of the previous ones, we started doing this a little over a week ago, you can find them online at our website. And with that, I throw it over to Joe Rogalski at the Coast News Desk.
All right. Thank you, Dredd. I'm glad you mentioned that because people have been asking me questions about what people have said on the program. And I said, now, it's not a newscast. So as Dredd said, this report this morning is being recorded. And if you ever have any questions about something that was said a couple of days ago, just go to the KOZT website, and that you can hear it as many times as you want. And with that in mind, we welcome again, because the same gentlemen who were here on Thursday, William Lee, the hospital representative on the City of Fort Bragg's Emergency Operations Center, and Dr. John Delgado. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Will Lee. I thank you again for allowing us to give an update to the community. I'm representing the hospital on the city's EOC, Emergency Operations Center, so that's my hat today. Just want to report that we are waiting from the public health officer today. We hope to have an update by midday on the shelter-in-place order. We want to just stress that the city will always rely on the professional advice and follow and comply with the county health officer order. So we're not sure what's going to be released today, but we will report on Monday what that is. And so I also want to report that City Hall this week is closed. There are no appointments for City Hall personnel. However, we ask people to call 961-2823 to speak to anybody at City Hall, and for the community to know that all of the 5 city council members can be reached at any time by calling that same phone number, 961-2823. My extension is 149. If anybody wants to call and talk to me or ask any questions, feel free. I'm available all weekend. And then all of our emails really go to our cell phones as well, so folks can email me if they want an answer or any direction. The city has been partnering with the Hospitality Center to make sure that our vulnerable homeless population are housed and sheltered during this shelter in place. And I will say that there are several homeless people in local hotels that are sheltered in place. And the hospitality house has put their folks into hotels to clear out the hospitality house. We're working with them to make sure that that population is served by street medicine as well as social services and, if needed, mental health. So a beautiful day today here on the coast, and so we want people to get out and about and walk around and get the sunshine and say hi to your neighbors. So we're again awaiting to hear any update from the county as far as parks or trails or anything like that. So we will report that later. I'm sure there will be a press release about that. And at this time, I'd like to welcome Dr. Delgado. Dr. Delgado has been a physician here for a few months now. Has been a great help to us here at the Coast Hospital. Comes with a broad background, and so we're very lucky to have him as a part of our incident command here at the hospital. Dr. Delgado.
Yes, thank you. And this is a challenging time, and it's a somber time for many, but by the same time, it's in the setting of what would be a lot of celebration with an emphasis on hope and resilience, with the religious faiths celebrating differently at this time, but all having component looking forward with hope to some rejuvenation or renewal. And in that setting, it's also the springtime where there's rejuvenation and renewal of our environment. So with that, we keep our hope alive and keep the resilience working together as a community very, very importantly. One of the things that many faiths do is they do fasting in preparation for the feasting. And fasting is well known to support the immune system. And remember, our morning fast is the time before you eat that breakfast. There's no way to skip breakfast. You can only skip lunch. Remember that the longer you go without food in the morning, the better your immune system is ready to go with strength for the day. And then when we do eat, we want to celebrate with those foods that are building up for our immune system. We've talked about the importance of the essential nutrients, the minerals, the vitamins, and the pre and probiotics for the gut, and how I've emphasized in the past, and it's on the Facebook site, the minerals of magnesium and zinc, the vitamin D, which is coming from the sun and from healthy fats, and the pre and probiotics coming from vegetables and fermented foods. And those can be done in supplements. But it's important to know that when we do celebrate with food, many celebrate upcoming celebrations with dark chocolate. People celebrate with healthy wild game. People celebrate with vegetables. Those are loaded with those magnesium and the zinc. And the zinc is one of the things to focus on for immune health right now, because it does, in fact, open up the opportunity for our immune system to effectively kill viruses. And so really important to look at those healthy foods that are high in minerals, especially zinc right now, and the healthy proteins. So healthy wild game, dark vegetables, root vegetables, nuts, pod-based foods like beans and seeds. But in, fortunately, one of those that's in there is dark chocolate. So remember that as we go through this. It is a good time to celebrate. It's distant and difficult with a separation, but we have to stay together as a community and keep those relationships alive. And so keep up the good work. We're doing very, very well on the coast here, keeping ourselves free from over excessive contamination or risk by this method of separation. So it's keep that hope and the resilience alive.
All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you. I think nothing to ask from this side. Very succinct. And my thanks to William Lee, the hospital representative on the City of Fort Bragg's Emergency Operations Center, and Dr. John Delgado for joining us this morning on the Mendocino Coast District Hospital Report. Rick Elsky here from the coast.